Just days after Israel conducted an airstrike in Doha and killed some senior Hamas leaders, the political map of the Middle East suddenly shifted. The whole Arab world was angry, and while Washington stayed quiet by not engaging Israeli incoming missiles, Saudi Arabia made a silent move that no one saw it coming. In Riyadh, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif sat down at the royal court. Alongside them, Pakistan's Army Chief Asim Munir was also seen. As we know, it is the Pakistani Army that takes all the decisions. Therefore, his presence is a signal that the visit is not just politics, but also Pakistan's military fully backing the deal. The two countries have signed a mutual defense pact, and the words were clear. Any attack on one will be treated as an attack on both. So why is this so big? Because for the first time, Saudi Arabia, who is regarded as the guardian of Islam's holiest sites, Mecca Medina, has officially tied its security to Pakistan, the only Muslim country with nuclear weapon. Think of it like this. It's almost as if Saudi Arabia just plugged itself into Pakistan's nuclear shield. Although there is nowhere officially written anywhere regarding nuclear umbrella, but the ambiguity itself is the power, and that has left everyone guessing. Now, to understand this a little bit more, we will have to go back in time. For decades, the Gulf countries relied on America for security. The US had bases, troops, missiles, especially in Qatar. But when Israel struck Doha a couple of weeks back, Washington stayed silent. It did not engage Israeli missiles. That silence echoed across Arab countries. Suddenly, the entire US-centric security system looked weak. Qatar even thought, why the hell are we paying so much money for these defense systems? So Riyadh acted. It turned towards Pakistan, a country that has trained Saudi soldiers for decades and even sent troops to defend the kingdom in the past. This time the partnership was written in bold, a formal pact, not just a handshake. Now let's zoom out and see the bigger picture. For Israel, this is a headache. Its military strikes, which it once carried out freely, now risk a dangerous response. Not just from Iran, but also from Pakistan, which is a nuclear state aligned with Saudi Arabia. For India, the story gets even more complicated. India is friends with both Saudi Arabia and Israel, but Pakistan is its arch rival. With Saudi now standing closer to Pakistan, India has a new concern that in any future conflict, whether over Kashmir or terrorism, Pakistan will feel more confident now because they are now backed by Arab support and Saudi money. For China, this is a quiet victory. Beijing is already close to both Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. Now, with this pact, China gains even more influence in the Middle East, while the US looks sidelined. And any kind of concern for India regarding regional security is a silent smile for China. And for the United States, its credibility as a Gulf protector is under serious question. Washington suddenly looks like a guest, not the host, in a region it once dominated. So what does this mean for the future? As you know, many people are calling this partnership as the first real step towards Islamic NATO, a military alliance of Muslim countries. For years, that idea seemed like fantasy. But after Doha, after Gaza, after all the wars Israel has fought in the region, the mood in the Gulf has changed. Overly relying on the United States feels hollow for them. Of course, big rivalries still remain, like Saudi vs. Iran, Qatar vs. UAE, Turkey vs. Egypt. So don't expect a united Islamic army tomorrow. But momentum is there. The symbolism of Saudi Arabia and Pakistan signing this deal, that's huge. And it puts Israel in a tough spot. Its Doha strike was meant to weaken Hamas. Instead, it killed normalization hopes with Riyadh, creating a new Muslim defense bloc, and brought Pakistan into the Gulf's security equation. For the first time, Israel's military moves may run into a nuclear tripwire. But here's the catch. Israel does not really need to panic about Pakistan's nukes that much. Why? Because apart from Saudi Arabia, no other Arab state has signed this pact. And more importantly, the United States still has the keys to Pakistan's nuclear locker. Just days ago, a US C-17 landed in Noor Khan Air Base, the same base India had struck in Operation Sindoor. What does that mean? In the event of Pakistan collapses or some extremist group take over, America is the real custodian of Pakistan's nukes. Pakistani general can't say no. Their houses, families, and even their kids' college lives are under CIA watch. So Israel knows Pakistan can make noise, but it will always listen to Washington. The real worry is for India, because while Israel does not lose sleep over Pakistan's tantrums, India now faces another concern, that is Pakistan getting the support and supply of Saudi money. In any future conflict, Kashmir, terrorism, even water disputes, Pakistan will not feel isolated. It will have Saudi's checkbook and diplomatic backing. In a way, Washington's silence over engaging Israel's incoming missiles on Doha has pushed Saudi support towards Pakistan, and that tilts the balance directly against India. So let's see how things will turn out. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.